Naturally enough, I suppose we're getting sick of loving each other in this competition. I think it's 3 years in a row, so it's a wee bit disappointing, but what do you do? Like, the draw's made, and you have to play whoever's in the competition, so what do you do?
Well, last year, Letterkenny Rovers travelled down to Charlie O'Donnell Memorial Park and secured victory and went on to get to the final. So, tables reversed, you're on the road this time, and it probably does make it that bit tougher.
Yeah, you'd like to play at home, of course. Any cup competition, home advantage, no, definitely helps. But, like, we went to Letterkenny before and won, so, like, it's nothing that we are capable of doing. So, what do you do? Just get on with it.
Yeah, and there'll be no lacking in terms of motivation. Your guys, I mean, they'll want to get one up on Rovers after last year.
I don't know if my guys think like that, to be honest. They go out and take each game as it comes, and they do their very best every time they play. So it's a motivation to do well in the competition, but I don't think it's a revenge mission as such, you know.
In terms of the playing personnel, how does the squad compare with this time last year?
I think we're definitely stronger. We've added a lot of quality, a lot of depth to the squad. Like, you know, I think we're better. Although it's well publicised, we have a few injuries and stuff at the minute. But as I say, we've the squad to compete with that, you know. And as I always tell the players, like, no, one player or two players out, it's an opportunity for the next player. So it's up to them to take it, you know.
So tell us who have you brought in the last few weeks?
I've brought in Oisín McColgan has signed back from Quiggish Point, and he's a very, very good defender at this level. And Johnny Havlin's back from Canada, which, again, going back two years ago, Johnny and Oisín, in my opinion, are probably the best central defensive partnership in the country at intermediate level. So they're back. Young Ryan Varma's back from Institute, local lad, a very good player, very good prospect. As Paul McDermott is, 18-year-old back from Van Herps, a young cockle lad as well. So very good potential there with them boys, you know, and they're ready to play, so
yeah,
we've added them.
And as always, this cliche is sometimes overused about the blend of youth and experience, but you know, it's true. And we looked last week, I think Mark Moran scored the goal for you, and people like that still play a huge part in the team, and it is a squad game.
Mark Moran's a massive player for us. He's probably, in my opinion, the most talented footballer in Donegal, bar none. It's just a bit of, with Mark, it's getting the consistency to do it week in, week out, which, no, he's never, but at the minute, he's fitter than he's ever been, in my opinion. He's potential, and people forget Mark's only 25, 26 years of age, so, you know, there's a lot of good years left in him yet. You know, he's still at his peak, you know.
Well, you've had some epic battles with Rovers down through the years, and it would be no surprise if tomorrow's game goes to penalties.
This is not a replay.
Well, as far as I'm aware, it goes to extra time and penalties, but I could be mistaken.
No, I think this competition, right. I think it's a replay. We had a couple of replays in this competition before, so I think that after a draw, it could be a draw, there's no doubt about it. There's very little between the two sides, so there is, you know, so.
And I suppose playing at this time of year when the weather is good too, I mean, that does help in terms of the entertainment value and what sort of game it'll be. The pitch should be in good enough shape.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. The better the pitch and the better conditions, you know, it helps the game of football. So we like to play it and pass it, so hopefully the conditions are good tomorrow.